Tennessee's reluctance to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act is still being blamed for the high number of hospital closures in the state. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the Decatur County Commission decided this week to close its only hospital.
The rural county of 11,000 on the banks of the Tennessee River is represented in the state legislature by Republican Steve McDaniel. Decatur General Hospital has struggled with not enough paying patients coming in, and those who do are often uninsured. McDaniel says more folks on TennCare would have helped.
But I can tell you this, that I believe if we had expanded the Medicaid program as Governor Haslam had proposed, this hospital likely would not have closed.
McDaniel says now he would have voted in favor of Insure Tennessee if he'd been given the chance. The legislation to extend TennCare coverage to the working poor didn't survive its first committee vote 3 years ago. Decatur County General will have to give the state 60 days' notice before closing for good. It was already on the endangered list of the Tennessee Hospital Association, which also lobbied hard for Medicaid expansion. The THA is starting to say other remote facilities in dire straits need to consider painful cuts before they also have to shut their doors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.